Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
All right, well, we navigated that pretty well. I was worried. But I'm always worried.
So. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my bit.
Afternoons on the Score.
We had a guest today from Chicago. A gentleman named Saku, who is a comedian based out of Chicago, works at Laugh Factory in Second City, who was born in Japan, and he took us through 9 innings of teaching us about Japan. So it was a fun little exercise with the players, and he did a great job. Did it with some levity and some fun.
Looking at some of the stand up from Saku Yanagawa, it's clear how he is a man trapped between two cultures, and he enjoys both of them. And then you add in the culture of baseball, and you get something really, really special. We are lucky to have him join us here on The Score. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Saku, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Did I hear this right when you were talking about coming to America? You were a pretty good baseball player yourself, right?
Yeah, I used to play in the national team in Japan. I've been playing softball with comedians, you know, and then that's how I get booked a lot.
Oh, that's good. See, yeah. Shane, you should get Saku on our softball team here at The Score.
Oh, we need ringers. We need ringers around these parts.
Yeah, anytime,
so,
yeah.
So what? When you were a little kid, what was it that drew you to baseball?
My father is kind of famous baseball coach, high school baseball coach in Japan. And, you know, I had no choice for other sports. You know, I had to play baseball since I was 3. And my dad built the batting cage when I was 3. And I had to practice every day with him.
Oh, did you have a nickname? Because, like, I love the generational nicknames that the Giants have. That guy who's now the grandson of the wind, because his dad was nicknamed the son of the wind. So any family baseball nicknames for you?
Well, nothing. I'm just, you know, I was called just stupid kid.
Right. Well, it was a stupid question. So good answer. Good answer out of you. It's Saku. What's some of the stuff that you told the Cubs? Some of the important stuff about Japanese baseball culture that you were able to share with them?
Yeah, honestly, not only baseball culture, but also like a general Japanese culture. I told, for example, when I walked in the street in America, I don't know, some American people bow to me with, like, you know, with hand like a Buddhist, right? But you know, I told them not to put the hands, you know. It's only for Mr. Miyagi. So I'm like, you know, just bow.
You're right. We assume that the hands is part of it. It's not about the. So what are you supposed to do with your hands?
And I mean, just relax, you know.
No, yeah. No,
yes,
we don't know.
He's telling you that you can keep your hands at your side and just bow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's why also I complained to Say as well, you know, before, you know, I mean, after he hit the home run, he was like, oh, you know, and I'm like, you know, it's a cultural appropriation. But the thing is, I couldn't pronounce cultural appropriation, so nobody recognized that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, anytime we try to talk about it or like or do anything, we're just afraid of being racist. That's and you're you're exactly right. We're like we're trying to be so careful. You know what I mean?
I think everyone wants to try and respect everyone's culture, especially when you're learning about it. And I think it's cool, man. So when you got the call that the Cubs wanted you to do this, how did you react? Like, did you think maybe one of your buddies was pranking you? Because this is like one of the coolest opportunities I can think of.
Yeah, that was a really cool experience, honestly. And I got surprised when I got a phone call from the Craig Council.
So it was direct from the manager. He's the one who called you, huh?
Yeah, technically, because I have known Nao Masamoto. He's a staff member of the Cubs for so long, and I knew Nao, and Nao asked me my number, because, you know, we always use, you know, Facebook Messenger or like other stuff. Then, I got a phone call from him. I mean, video call. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up? And in the screen, Craig Council, the manager, was there. I'm like, oh, I should have warned better.
I should have worn something better for the phone call, but it wasn't a FaceTime. You're good. No, seriously, that's like you as a baseball player and a Japanese American and a comedian. I mean, like, it's all it. This is the perfect. I see you there with the Cubs hat. Did you own the hat before this job?
Yeah, I have. Honestly, I watch Cubs games 60 times a year. You know, I spent so much money for the Cubs already. That's why I thought it was a good time to be paid off.
Good. They should put money in your pocket for 100%. All the stuff that you've been doing for them.
100%.
What was it like for you last year to watch how the city and baseball in general really rallied around Shota?
Oh, I knew how great he was, even when he was playing for Japanese team, NPB. But, you know, I got surprised at the same time, you know, how funny he was. Also, like, how much he got loved by the Chicago Cubs fan. Because I was in the opening game, and, you know, Shota was a starting pitcher in the home, you know, home opener at the Wrigley Field. And in a breather, there's a six guy, like a naked guy, S-H-O-T-A exclamation mark. And I was like, oh, wow, this is his stadium. That's what I thought.
Yeah, like, he was crazy entertaining. Reminded me of like Fernando Valenzuela, just like all the, you know, like all of the facial expressions and the body language. Was he not that guy in Japan? Was he not known for being that funny in Japanese baseball?
I didn't know that, because his nickname is like philosophy, like philosopher,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's why, you know, I thought, you know.
Yeah, the pitching philosopher. Is,
yeah, I almost, you know. Recommended him to take second city class, but he didn't have to at all.
He's been pretty good. What's your experience at second city been like?
When I came to America for the first time, I took a second city class, and that my first open mic as a stand-up comedian was even at the second city in front of like a 20 80 year old grannies in the morning. It was called Sunday morning open mic, and they listened to my English well, and I got confident.
That's awesome. I mean, like, so do you like improv, the group improv? Because that's basically what we do on a talk show. We're saying yes and to stuff when it comes up,
that's true.
And we just keep it going.
I would say no, because I can't. Honestly, when I did improv, I didn't understand the meaning of a suggestion from audience member. So, but all I could do was to say yes, and you know, it was such a cool experience.
Yeah. The line that you had about feeling conflicted as they celebrated a World War II veteran at a Cubs game was brilliant, Saku. Like, it was I was watching it and just dying laughing, because I was like, oh yeah. And then the two claps, you're like,
yeah,
Outstanding stuff, sir.
Thank you so much. I almost got canceled by a Japanese audience member, though, somehow.
Oh, someone was mad at you?
I mean, you know, people say, oh, you make fun of Japanese, like a traumatic experience in America. No, you know, I'm a woke person, but I already woke up from American dream.
Did you take your glove down there to Arizona? Like, did you get to do batting practice and field some infield or anything?
Yeah, I was super ready, but I also realized I have no health insurance here in America. So,
So you got to be careful, and you're not on definitely. The you're not on the Cubs payroll yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
What is something that Japanese baseball gets right that American baseball could learn from? Because it's a long-standing, awesome Japanese baseball culture. There's got to be stuff that they do well that we ought to take on.
Yeah, I think, you know, we think much of like bond, like a teamwork. You know, that's why I don't know. Like we have to clean up the dugout after the game. So that's really cool because for everybody, right? Also, I don't know, like when I played baseball, I mean, I'm still really great friends with my teammate from high school. And we go to karaoke together and we drink and we get wasted and we get naked.
Well, I mean, Council was talking about that in Japan, this kizuna. Kizuna is the word to bond, right? And the Cubs are learning all about it. But seriously, that's beautiful stuff. Like cleaning the dugout, like performing service for the good of the game and the good of the group. That is absolutely missing in American baseball culture, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, you know, I don't know, like seeds. I don't know how to say like sunflower seeds. I don't know how to say like people eat it a lot, right? First of all, we don't eat in a dugout, and second of all, we don't spit on the dugout. So I got culture shocked when I saw it in a softball game.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like a pastime like thing. Like people who have seeds in their pockets and they're spitting it out all over the field and inside the dugout. And that's not even the worst stuff that people have been doing with the tobacco and everything else. Yeah. It's awful. So we had our buddy Steven Nelson on, and Steven Nelson is a broadcaster for the Dodgers. He's half Japanese, and he's going to be doing the sideline stuff. But he's from Chicago, so we reached out to him and had him on the show yesterday. And I asked him about Shohei, and I'd love to get your opinion on it. I don't know if even we here who love baseball and love Shohei understand his impact in Japan. What is it like for Japanese baseball fans to see him have this type of success and make this type of money?
No, everyone loves him, obviously. But at the same time, you know, many of my friends, many of my fans ask me to apply for his translator job because, you know, I speak English, I play baseball, but they don't know how much I love gambling.
I felt it coming. I felt it. I laughed before he got there. I'm like, oh, he's putting it together.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was I'm not strong. An appropriate person.
No, you're not the right guy for the job, man. you got to lead with that. I understand. It should be part of the resume. Saku, do you have FOMO right now? Not being in Tokyo for these games? I do. I have the fear of missing out. I'm going crazy not being there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I rather enjoy Panda Express here in America.
Man, you are incredible, man. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Oh
yeah, this was a lot of fun. Check this guy out. He is phenomenal and had a little bit of time for us. Look at that smile.
Oh, man.
Saku Yanagawa.
I'm on the website, sakuyanagawa.com. The bio is there. The schedule is there. And we can see you in town, right? Laugh Factory and Zany's Old Town in Rosemont. What's coming up?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, I perform at the Laugh Factory, Second City Zany's, and You know, I even perform at open mic, so you can check out my Instagram. Is better, Saku Yanagawa. Saku Yanagawa sounds like Hakuna Matata, right?
It does.
It does. All right, we'll see you soon on yeah. On the Score softball team.
Thank you so much, Saku. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, you learned how to bow,
dude.
Today?
That guy's a delight. He's an absolute. So let's see if we can get
talk about a drop the mic moment.
Yeah,
that was a drop like that. That line about Shohei, that was some drop the mic stuff there.
We should talk to him maybe even next week, actually, after the games.
I'm fine. I'm down.
Let's discuss at the break. It's time to take a break.
I think we don't have to discuss it. It's done.
I'll call you
guys.
Yeah,
no, I'm in. Yeah, it's fine.
Right.
I said good day, sir.
Tell Tanny.
Get that. Tyler, you text Tanny. You call Mitch. He's gone, but we'll call him, all right?
All right, good.
Get him in here.
When we come back, let's get back onto football for a little bit.
Oh.
There was something that Ryan Poles said that speaks to something that this show has been talking about for the last week or so. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.